Wednesday, May 20th, found me with a desperate sense of being overcommitted and underprepared. Kentucky breathing hot on my neck, going tomorrow morning, not having my speeches prepared to my liking, or having really assimilated all the information that's been put before me about Kentucky, about what the day will hold. I spent almost all day with Liz working on the main speech of the evening before the Kentucky Federation of Women's Clubs and the smaller ones at the Wood Utilization Center and the dedication of the new high school gymnasium. The morning part I just looked forward to as a pleasure. And then at 8, there was Bill White's birthday party, Black Tie, another one of my Washington evenings that I love so much. The Dean Acheson's were there. I've always had so much respect for him. And the Milo Perkins, our old friends. Milo was looking forward to going out to the University of Arizona for an honorary degree one day in late May. And then, the last of June, they'd be going for a solid 3 or 4 months stay to Arizona. Something they've not really done in all the years they've owned the house. They spoke of their grandchildren, that is, the beautiful azalea plants that so many of their friends have received from them, that came from their lovely garden, which is now Landon School. From the ashes of tragedy, they've rebuilt a very exciting life for themselves, divided between growing beautiful things, azaleas, specialized grass seed, and studying the economy of faraway countries in depth by living there several years at a time, such as Japan, Brazil, Venezuela. They're two of the most interesting, spiritual, and true-hearted friends I know. I sat myself down by Dean Acheson because I admire him so much, and a couple of the times during the evening I wished I could just have taken out my shorthand notebook and copied down what he was saying. Once it went something like this. He had become an assistant to George Marshall when Marshall was Secretary of State. General Marshall said, "I want you to give me a real opinion. Don't be afraid of hurting my feelings. I have no feelings, except those that I save for Mrs. Marshall." And another time, there was a delightful bit in which he was quoting Mrs. Oliver Wendell Holmes. If I remember rightly, he is one of that long line of law clerks who served Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. What Mrs. Holmes said was approximately this.
Judgment.
Good judgment consists in determining those things that you can treat with intelligent neglect. That's an art that I need very much right now. There were just about 10 or 12 of us at the dinner. A very good talking group. June was all aglow. And Bill was so pleased that Lyndon had appointed him as one of those to make the trip to France as a memorial for the 20th anniversary of D-Day. There was good talk, good toasts, good food, and an early bedtime. A very desirable recipe for a party, in my opinion.